When voicemail was developed in the late 1970s, it quickly became an essential tool for businesses. But in the past few years, it has been in decline. And as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, some offices have opted to hang up on it altogether.
After J.P. Morgan Chase said last week it was canceling voicemail for most of its employees, I sent their public relations department an email. A bit later, there was that familiar red light on my desk phone.
Hi, Yuki. This is Trish Wexler at Chase. Ironically, I'm leaving you a voicemail about your email about the death of voicemail.
Wexler says the bank's chief financial officer was searching for budget cuts that wouldn't hurt too much. Limo services was one. Voicemail, it turned out, cost $10 per person per month, and intuitively, it seemed ripe for the chopping block.
You didn't even need a survey because that's how the world is changing these days.
So in January, J.P. Morgan offered employees who didn't need voicemail to interact with clients a choice to ditch it.
People started raising their hands. They started volunteering. Please take my voicemail away. It's annoying. It's redundant. I never use it anymore.
The bank blew past its goal of eliminating half of its voicemail boxes and to date has eliminated about two-thirds. Across the whole bank so far, that's over $8 million in annual savings. Coca-Cola recently made a similar move, and only 6% of employees chose to keep voicemail. Voicemail, like the payphone and pager before it, is on its way out. Sean Hockle is head of new products for Verizon's business division. Before the digital era, he says more than 80% of business lines had voicemail. Now, he estimates only a third of office phones have it.
Voicemail's lost its appeal primarily because it's very much tied to the notion of the phone and your communication being tethered to a physical thing or a physical location.
That doesn't necessarily mean the telecom giant makes less money. Hockle says businesses are substituting other, newer services that they're using instead.
You see a lot more people working on sort of collaboration technologies where you can share and exchange information in more social media-like contexts.
Paul Blanchard is managing director of an 8-person PR firm based in London. He says his company got rid of voicemail 3 years ago.
Hello.
For a minute there, I thought maybe I wasn't going to reach you and I wasn't going to get any voicemail.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point.
Blanchard says even for a client services business, voicemail seemed unnecessary.
Any backlash to that?
Yes, if I'm honest. I mean, we do tell our clients that we don't have voicemail, but a client forgot. And he said, have you gone out of business? What's happening? What's going wrong?
He says the experience has been good for his business, and not just in terms of saving on the monthly cost of the service. He says checking voicemail with all the announcements and codes and prompts took 10 to 15 minutes out of a day, not including the time required to call each person back. Now, with all that push to emails or texts, his workers are more responsive to clients and can reply during or in between meetings.
It's been one of the best things that we've ever done, really. I mean, productivity's gone up and we've just got so much more time.
Jessica Sheehan agrees. She heads social media for J.P. Morgan Chase and was one of the employees opting to get rid of voicemail. Everyone she works with already knows the best way to reach her is on Twitter, Facebook, instant message, or text, even her mom.
If my mom needs to reach me, she'll send a text being like, call me now if I don't answer.
Sheehan, who is 28, says the demise of voicemail is part of a general shift away from more formal communication in all forms.
Even like responses have gotten shorter. I was noticing that with like some emails like from 4 years ago where I had these very long like, hello, I hope all is well, sort of like longer emails. So now I'm much more blunt.
Frankly, she says, who has the time to spare? Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.